At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreek.
It is sad to watch these kids of Chad Daybell and kind of where they are as adults. One could hope that maybe they'll get some bearings. Maybe someone will help them along the way to find more of life. Let's take a look at Chad's daughter talking about darkness and light as it related to their very own mom, according to dad, Chad Daybell.
There it goes.
There's been some discussion about the idea of light and dark. Can you describe to me what you understand to be the concept of light and dark?
The phrases good and evil would be talking about your actions, what you chose to do, where light and dark would be talking about your motivations. Light, it means that you're acting selflessly like the Savior would be, and dark means that you're selfish, focusing inward like Satan would be.
Okay, was this something that your mother, from your discussions with your family, shared with your father in terms of her beliefs?
Yes.
So would it be fair to say that your mother's beliefs, to your knowledge, were also of the fundamental or traditional node?
Probably more so than him.
Okay. Did she ever have discussions about putting numbers, death percentages or numbers, whether how light and how dark a person would be?
Yes.
Did she do that frequently?
Yes.
Okay. Was it particularly about anybody, or was it as her day-to-day activities, she would make comments about that?
As she came across people and observed things, she would mention it.
Objection, Your Honor, calls for hearsay.
Makes you wonder if the numbering of individuals on their light and dark scale is something that he lifted from Tammy before that all ended.
Yeah, I think they did a really good job being Chad and Lori of taking a premise and manipulating it for their gain. Because you listen to her. She speaks the language of that cult fluently.
Completely.
And she's still bought into it. This isn't like, she doesn't speak, kind of like the other people that have testified as well, you know, like the friends of Lori, that have been on the stands where they don't show any shame for their belief system. They just got to the point where maybe people dying is not a good thing. They didn't say killing, because all you're doing is releasing the darkness and they're being reincarnated. And we're texting with them in the afterlife anyway, so it's really okay.
Exactly. They found some way to justify it mentally into their world of bizarre beliefs. But if you look at the Colby Ryan, the one who did break away, who was never really truly part of the Daybell cult, he'd already gone into adulthood. He's the only one that's like really kind of stood out and has been like, no, this is nuts. You know, like this is not okay.
Yeah, I'm curious who made the first leap from the numbering system of darkness to that corresponding with who has a life insurance policy.
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
Someone made that leap. It was either Chad or Lori. Someone made that leap.
And they're dark. The darker you get, the closer we get to your money. Make sure I'm the signatory on that.
What a coincidence.
Oh. Let's listen to one more. This is his daughter talking about having a conversation with dad about Lori's children, because naturally you'd kind of be curious what happened to Lori's kids. You guys are kind of together now and kind of a thing. We don't see the kids anymore. What's up? And how mundane of an answer Chad gave and how much she just blindly accepted that answer.
So it's your understanding that at the Knott's Berry Farm trip, Lori Vallow came from another direction. Is that correct?
Yes.
She didn't participate in the travel plans with you to California. Is that correct?
Yes.
At any time, without telling me what she said, was the topic of the location of the children discussed with her?
Yes.
Okay. At any time, did you and your father ever discuss his knowledge of where the children might be?
Yes.
Okay. What do you understand your father's knowledge of where the children were located during the time that investigators were looking for them?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for hearsay.
Overruled.
Go ahead.
From my understanding, and from... I was told that the children were in a safe place.
Okay. And was that understanding through your discussions with your dad?
Yes.
What'd you make of that? There was a weird pause before she came to the statement of, I was told the children were in a safe place and just accepted it because Supreme Leader said so.
Yeah. I mean, you can hear her, she's very specific with her question, with her answer. She's very spot on. She's not hesitating. She's not pausing. So her congruency with everything's really spot on, in a sense that she's completely bought into everything. She's not trying to be deceitful. She's trying to be honest, but her honesty is from the context of what she's been in indebted to. I mean, she's just been brainwashed.
Yeah.
So when her dad says they're in a safe place, yeah, they're a safe place. Now, their definition of safe place is different than your and mine. Their safe place was, you know, 6 feet under.
Yeah.
In a bucket.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd be concerned about a safe place for any of these kids as they get older.
The only safe place in their life is either not in it, or if you're a friend of them, then I don't have an insurance policy. If you had an insurance policy in your circle, there's no safe place.
Yeah, without a doubt.
This is one of those cases that's really not that complicated. You know, when you really boil down cults, they're really not complicated. It starts with love bombing, and then you have an idea, you have a charismatic leader, and you're going to take something from someone else to benefit yourself. Usually it's money. Sex is always involved. Control is always involved. And the thing that they lacked here, they lacked isolating their community. Because when you don't isolate that community and sequester them so that all they can do is feed into their own groupthink, then you start having outside influences, like outside outliers of families and friends are saying, what's that craziness you're doing? Which kind of puts into question some of the things that are going on. That's why some of their followers agreed with completely everything that they're doing, except I don't know if I'm really buying into this. You know, people shouldn't really be dying. Even though you're texting them now. See what I mean? So the fact that it leaked out is their only flaw, thankfully, that they had, because everyone else in there would have died. And so what would have eventually happened? So here's my conjecture of projecting this forward. eventually every cult member would be required to get an insurance policy.
Yeah. I think had it continued on, these very witnesses, his kids would probably also have been on the chopping block at some point.
Everyone's on a chopping block.
Yep.
You know, if you start, because what eventually would happen is if you start questioning the cult, well, then you've gone dark, and thank God you got an insurance policy, because that means we can bump you off.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.